USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talking at the White House, President Trump says enough is enough regarding China.
You know, we've been hurt by China for 25, 30 years. Nobody's done anything about it. And we have no choice but to do what we're doing. It's working out very well, as you know.
The president did express optimism when asked about if a deal would be reached with China soon. The search continues for escaped Kentucky fugitive Curtis Watson. Speaking with reporters on Friday, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Public Information Officer Kelly McAllister says there have been no credible sightings of Watson and urged the public to call with any tips.
We just want folks to stay aware. There is a very large reward being offered, $52,500. We want to give that money to somebody. We want a tip that brings this man to justice.
Watson allegedly killed a corrections administrator and is considered extremely dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
The Social Security Administration is admitting it sent out wrong numbers to some people who asked for estimates of benefits they could expect. The agency is saying it was a glitch that caused them to send out the wrong information. One of the president's biggest pen pals has sent him something again. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
President Trump telling reporters outside the White House Friday morning that he'd received another letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week.
Really wrote a beautiful three-page, I mean, right from top to bottom, a really beautiful letter.
The president also played down concerns about North Korea's recent short-range missile testing, arguing that there's been no nuclear activity since he started talking with Kim. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to President Trump calling on him to use his constitutional powers to call Congress back into session and demand it quickly pass gun control laws. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise from Louisiana says we have to remember one thing.
Speaker Pelosi sent that letter to the president the other day. She talked about a bill that would have done absolutely nothing to affect any of these mass shootings that we've seen. In fact, one of the big concerns we brought up when the bill came through the House is how many constitutional rights it takes away from law-abiding citizens, including if a domestic abuse victim is being threatened by her ex-boyfriend, and she asks her neighbor to borrow the gun for the night because she's afraid she's going to be murdered. That would be a criminal offense under Pelosi's bill. So you're already seeing the rhetoric from the left. If there was an easy bill that would have fixed all this, Nancy Pelosi, when she had a supermajority in the House and they had the Senate, and Barack Obama and Joe Biden were in the White House, they didn't bring any bills to address this. We've focused on mental health. That's got to be addressed even more. You know, some of the red flag laws being looked at have merit, but they have to have strong due process to make sure you're not just going to be going after people based on, again, political views or something else. But whatever we do, we shouldn't just do something out of the desire to do something. Let's focus on solving these problems, and mental health is a big part of the problem.
For USA Radio News, the congressman was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.